Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. This is the A segment, the latest news of the week, and especially what it means for you so you can stay at the top of your curve till very near the end. This is 9:32 A, and on the B side, we have an interview with Scott Lutofsky from the University of Missouri Health School of Medicine on how which antioxidant may enhance chemotherapy treatment for brain cancer. But today we're going to go on the A segment with some of the great stories. Some cancers are rising dramatically in millennials. 40% of cancers overall are caused by obesity, 60% in millennials. Please eat the Wen way and drink a lot of water. That's a great impression. That is, by eating the Wen way, eating from sunup to sundown, you actually are going to decrease your risk of cancer and of weight gain. And that's an important thing, because another story this week is that 36%, this is amazing, 36% of kids 12 to 19 are now obese, which is why we're getting so much obesity. The FDA warns about a rare breast cancer in people who've had breast implants. Exercise helps you make healthy food choices. How? Boot camp after 60 and get frozen vegetables for the most nutritious. Which ones? And aging African Americans hit a double whammy, both health and financial troubles. Social media doesn't push teens to depression, but depression pushes teens to social media, but it doesn't help. Global suicides have declined by a third since 1990, but increased in the U.S. One key step that can help cancer patients quit smoking: continuous glucose monitors make managing low glucose in diabetics, especially at night, earlier. And having more education doesn't slow the effects of dementia. We're going to talk about that early because it's so important. And 1 to 5% of non-obese children and 25 to 40% of obese children have this condition. What is it and why is it so important to treat? That will do last. Let's talk about the one that I said I was going to talk about early because it's so important, and that is the dementia treatment once you get dementia. Once you start on dementia, it looks like it's going downhill in a relentless fashion. And that's what all the treatments are. All the treatments we have are just like Tylenol for a bacterial infection, said Marwan Sabah at our conference in Las Vegas in December. By the way, there's another conference coming up in December this year. Should be spectacular. Looking at the lineup of guests, we'll open up the sign up in about 2 weeks so you can sign up for it. But reserve that weekend. I think it's the 6th to the 8th this year in Las Vegas for the conference. So plan on getting to Las Vegas at the Four Seasons Hotel for our Preventive Medicine and Longevity Conference then. But what we know is that Tylenol for bacterial infection makes you feel better as it treats the fever, but the downhill course is the same because you haven't gotten rid of the bacterial infection. That's apparently what happens when dementia occurs. So the ways are to prevent dementia, and we know 80 to 90% of it. So higher level of education, yes, it decreases the onset of dementia, taking speed of processing games, that is games that make you react fast, increases your hippocampal size, and improves things dramatically for you. But it doesn't treat it once you've got it. It's like Tylenol for bacterial infection too. And stress management doesn't treat it. But one of the things that was interesting that we hadn't quoted before is to get rid of inflammation. We know that, but one of the cool ways of getting rid of inflammation, well, we're going to tell you about that next week because it's actually in next week's story. I just saw it as a prelim. but we'll tell you about it next week. But the point is, do things in advance, like managing stress, eating the Wen way. Go to wenway.com. That's a shameless plug for What to Eat When, the book. Or go to the website, wenway.com. The speed of processing games, getting DHA as a supplement, and doing the four components of physical activity all decrease that risk. Some cancers are up dramatically, especially breast, prostate, and colon cancer due to obesity in youth. To millennials, we're getting more obese, 36% of 12 to 19-year-olds are now not overweight, obese. Horrible. And I didn't want to include any more about that. By the way, other cancers that are up dramatically: endometrial cancer, gallbladder cancer, kidney cancer, pancreatic cancer, and multiple myeloma, all due to increased obesity in youth and teenage and continuing. Yeah, you can get thin. Eat the Wen way. Eat just when the sun is out. And you, by the way, 4 days after you start that, you won't feel hungry at night. It'll change your life. The FDA warns doctors to walk out for a rare cancer, the lymphoma that forms in scar tissue that's linked to breast implants. Why is it? Is it just the scar tissue, or is it something in the breast implant? We don't know, but it is a consistent finding, and there are 400,000 people who've received breast implants annually, more than 40 million since they started. That's unbelievable, right? It's almost like 100 years of breast implants, but it's only been, I guess, 50 years, but it is, the implants are, I guess that counts both sides, so it's really 20 million people. Apparently there is a rare breast cancer in the scar tissue. Only 450 cases, but it is something that can be cut out if you get it early enough without any consequence. Exercise makes you healthy. Food choices. They looked at, this is 2,500 people who didn't exercise. They got them to exercise. Of the 2,000 who stuck with the exercise plan, they were much more likely to choose healthier plans. So start walking, and if you feel better, you're likely to eat better. I know that's how I do, and when I eat better, I'm likely to exercise more. Boot camp for those over 60. Buy great sneakers, practice balance, improve your breakfast, de-stress wisely, practice resistance training, do some push-ups and sit-ups, challenge your speed, believe in yourself, tackle a project, and embrace self-improvement. You'll feel much better. This is retirement health planning, not just financial planning. What's the best type of vegetables? Well, if you're not getting them within a day of being picked, usually within a half day at the farmer's market, then get frozen vegetables. They have most of the nutrients. Don't drain them first. Just add them to a stew as a last thing, or add them to a soup. That's the best way. For preventing hangover, is wine first or beer first? It doesn't make a difference. Aging African Americans have a higher risk of health problems, as well as a higher risk of financial problems, apparently due to lack of home ownership on the latter. Getting fit and believing in yourself is key. Start with something when you're early. Optimism protects against chronic pain in our soldiers. Interesting story about those who were tested and were optimistic before they went into the war zones, came back 33% less with chronic pain. Social media doesn't push the kids to depression, but the kids who get depressed go to social media. It unfortunately doesn't help them get out of it. So the risk is that they're spending more time in social media rather than other things which do get them out of it, such as regular exercise and contact. Global suicides increase and have decreased by 33% since 1990, but increased in the U.S. due to opioids. And remember, if you're on opioids, only use them when you absolutely have to, and get help getting off if you need it. They're so good now that don't try them once if you don't have severe pain. One key step can help patients quit smoking. It's something we've done at the Cleveland Clinic for a long time. Didn't study it because we knew it worked. Once we started trying it, it is give people 6 months of nicotine replacement with patches and with bupropion, the anti-craving pill, in a low dose, 150 milligrams BID, and you'll get off it. With our e-coaching program, you can go to clevelandwellness.com/programs and look for e-coaching if you want it, or tell a friend about it. But key, get your doc to write for longer than the typical 2 weeks or 1 month or three or even 3 months. It is 6 months is a trick. Having more educations won't slow the effectiveness of dementia, won't slow the relentlessness of dementia. We already covered that as the first story. But the one story I want to tell is 1 to 5% of non-obese children and 25 to 40% of obese kids have it. What is it? It's sleep-disordered breathing. They get sleep apnea, get hypertension, get all of the problems of not sleeping well, including crossing the street without watching, etc. If your child is obese, they have about a 35%, 1 in 3 chance of having sleep apnea. That's really serious. So do something about it. Get them thinner. And until they get thinner, talk to them and about getting the study for sleep apnea at home and treatment of it until they get thin. This has been podcast 932A of You, the Owner's Manual. We'll really do what we say, help you and your kids live at the top of their curve till very near the end. Our guest on 932B is Dr. Scott Litofsky. He is at from the University of Missouri Health School of Medicine. He's chair of the Division of Neurosurgery and really talked to us a lot about brain cancer and a newer treatment for it, or adjunct treatment for it, that you'll want to learn about. That's Scott Litofsky. 931 was Megan Cox-Gurdon. The Enchanted Hour, I love it. The miraculous power of reading out loud in an age of distraction, no matter whether you're a youngster or an oldster. We'll be back next week with 933A and 933B, another great guest for you, but also the news of the week and what it means to you. Thanks very much for listening. I can't tell you how much and how motivating it is. We'll be back next week. And Darren, thanks for great engineering, but especially you, our listeners, thanks for downloading us. Tell your friends about us if you like us. Keep downloading us. 50,000 of you a week, can't be wrong. And the news of the week and what it means to you and what to do when, so you can live at the top of your curve till very near the end. Thanks again.